I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday, crank it at the 12. Anything you want to hear loud, doesn't matter the genre. Send your song request to Nolan McGraw, Plaza Sport Tax Line at 410-583-1057. He's going to make it happen for you, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Quick draw, it is Vinny and Haney. Ravens off today, but getting at it tomorrow, getting ready for the Cleveland Browns, trying to get to 500 for the first time since week two when they beat, you guessed it, the Cleveland Browns. Here to preview that and talk about the turnaround of the defense from Baltimore. Let's see, from USA Today, it's the Ravens Wires on the Window Nation guest hotline. Welcome in as we do every Tuesday, Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. What's happening?
You get just hanging in, guys. I mean, look, this Ravens team, they've turned it around. You mentioned defensively, it's been great, and I think that, you know, now you have an opportunity. I mean, you've had an opportunity. They take advantage of it, and now you have the Browns this week, the Jets next week, and then you got the Bengals on Thanksgiving night, so another opportunity and multiple opportunities actually to go out there and stack some more wins.
Now, the turnovers have been coming for the Ravens. The point totals for the opposing teams have been decreasing. Sack totals not exactly going through the roof, but they did have 12 quarterback hits against Minnesota, team, by the way, that had given up 33 sacks heading into Sunday's game. Is this possibly an indicator, Kevin, that the sack numbers are going to start to increase with everything else defensively here?
Yeah, I hope so, yeah, especially with the blitzing. We obviously know that Baltimore has had a tough time generating pressure with just rushing four this season, and while that was better against the Vikings, and, you know, I think Draymond Jones coming in, and he had four pressures himself. He was good in that regard. You know, I think that that's a step in the right direction. So I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing pass rush-wise. Is it where it needs to be right now? You know, no, I think you still need some improvement, but it certainly is an improvement. And I think that's all you can ask for. You know, Travis Jones had a really great game on Sunday, and other guys stepping up too, you know. And the thing with Baltimore is I think it's okay that they're blitzing a lot and at least a lot more. Coming into the week, I mean, Baltimore is all the way up at 10th in terms of blitz percentage. Earlier in the season, like a month in, they were down at like 30th. So obviously the bye week, we heard Zach Gore talk about coming out of it how they had worked on their pressure packages and blitz packages, and that was really something they emphasized. And these last 3 weeks, you know, they were tired of kind of watching quarterbacks sit back there and pick them apart. They said, all right, if you know, pressure, we're not going to get it with four guys. We're going to bring the pressure to you and make you make a play. And that's really helped them so far. So I would think the sack numbers would follow. I don't expect this team to be a high sack. I don't expect them to get like five sacks a game or anything. But I could see a couple games where they break out, especially with the teams they have on their schedule remaining. I think it's possible.
Yeah, Kevin, I think one of the biggest things, getting Gilman allowed Hamilton to get down in where he, you know, because his bliss percentage is probably extremely high. And then being able to move Draymond Jones over to the guard or tackle, I think that helps to get you more athleticism rushing the passer too. So I think that's another thing that helps. And I think Roquan's a good blitzer, and I think Buchanan is a good blitzer.
Yeah, they just look a lot faster out there, like everybody. You know, you mentioned Roquan and Teddy, but like a lot of guys that, you know, we know they're a sideline. I remember this is the play that actually sticks out to me. It's not a blitz or a sack or anything, but on that screen play that they ran early where it was a screen play to Jefferson on third down, and then Jefferson threw it back to McCarthy.
Right.
And it was like Van Noy and nobody on that side of the field. And Van Noy did just enough to trip him up. Then you see Hamilton just like scream over there and tackle him. And a couple other guys get over there really quickly. Like, it just seems like they're rallying to the ball. And that's what they have been when they've been at their best, is they're a rally to the ball team. And we've seen that a lot. And I think that for me, yeah, I mean, at this point, you might as well. The Ravens could reposition Kyle Hamilton as an edge. You could put him Kyle Hamilton edge for the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think anybody would question you because of how he's played all over the field. You mentioned Gilman. That's been an amazing acquisition for them because of what you talked about with Hamilton being able to move all over the place. But you know, I even liked it when they did line up Draymond Jones over the guard and the center, and they had him stand up on some of those plays too and use him that way. With his versatility, you know, he's not a D lineman anymore in terms of, you know, his body type or any of that. He's an edge, but I think the versatility that he has is really important. So, you know, a lot of positives right now, and I like what they're doing because they're getting creative with it. They're getting unique with it. And, you know, we even saw a lot of times, well, not a lot, but sometimes they would have like seven or eight guys up at the line, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's all right. It's kind of, you're playing that guessing game. If you're a young quarterback, it almost reminded me of Don Martindale. It's like, all right, who's coming and who's not? You got to identify who's bailing and who's blitzing. And that's all stuff that I think they can use moving forward.
All right, Kevin, I think like the biggest problem, they've got one humongous problem right now. And, you know, and Harb's talked about goal line and all that stuff. Left guard, right tackle. To me, that's the biggest problem they got right now because it kills them in the run game and it affects them in the pass game.
It's tough. And, you know, at this point, it's just, you know, I've talked about how I think they needed to bring in some more competition in the offseason. Kind of handed those guards.
Forget the offseason. They got a lot of games they got to win yet.
Yeah, no. For this past off season, in terms of the competition, it wasn't great. And you know, I thought that they drafted Emory Jones, and that was great. But they knew he was injured, and you know, probably didn't work out the way they thought there. But they handed off those guard spots pretty easily in the off season. Of like, all right, you're just going to kind of win it and not really get competition. So you know, trade deadline's gone, off season's gone. It is what it is right now. It's kind of what they have. Like, you have to rock out with it. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't know if this is a Super Bowl winning. I mean, it's not a Super Bowl winning offensive line. It's just a matter of, like, is everybody else better than the offensive line to carry the offensive line to a championship? So, you know, it's tough because you see it every week with guys like Falele and Voorhees and Rosengarten, like you talked about. It's been tough because, you know, the regression from Rosengarten's really hurt them. And even Stanley being in and out of the lineup with injury earlier in the season hurt them as well. So you're hoping that Stanley can continue to stack healthy games because, you know, I don't know if I can watch Joe Noteboom out there again. Noteboom has been rough.
Yeah.
They're missing McCary, I think, in a big way. He essentially was five roster spots in one. So he's someone that was never, you know, a star at any position, but you know, you didn't have to worry. And if you had a guy that was struggling, you could bench him and say, all right, we have a guy that can come in and play that position one for one. And they're missing that in a big way. The offensive line depth really took a hit. So you're right. I mean, the offensive line is by far the biggest issue because I think, like we talked about with the pass rush, still not where it needs to be, but we've seen improvement. And you're, at least for me, I'm encouraged by what I've seen there. And I have confidence that they can get to where they need to be by the time the playoffs begin, assuming they get to the playoffs and make it. But offensive line-wise, you know, they haven't really shown me a lot, especially those three guys that you talked about.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, Ravens, big favorites against Cleveland coming up on Sunday. What's happening on the Ravens Wire as we get ready for Baltimore trying to get to 500 for the first time since the second game of the season?
Yeah, crazy we're here. I just diving into the Ravens and Browns matchup. Kind of interesting. The Ravens play the Browns twice before they play the Bengals or Steelers once. So we talk about that little schedule quirk they have, and also looking ahead, seeing, you know, with that Browns game, that Jets game, that Bengals game, can they pull off a run here? Seems like that division, you know, they're not winning it yet, but they're on their way. So looking at that Steelers team too, and comparing them, a lot of things going on.
Kevin, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday.
Absolutely, guys. You got it. Thanks so much.
Yep. There's Kevin Allstriker. We'll come back. It's the whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. Well, the Wizards found a way to lose, because that's kind of what they do when you've lost 9 in a row. And Vinny, he's in a quandary in the NHL tonight. We'll get into that. Notes from the North coming up at 11:30. We're going to Pittsburgh with Brian Batko. We got Jeff Hobson talking Bengals and Chris Easterling talking to Browns, who are hosting the Ravens. But pain in the ass game. Cleveland's never an easy task.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detectthesos.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.